Hello, how are you?
I'm very well. This is Mandy Curtains. Now, you're turning into a bit of a radio buff because you were on Radio 2 last Friday, were you not?
I was, yeah.
Talking about DIY, the last person
DIY
in the world.
Disasters.
Oh, yeah, DIY disasters. Okay, the first person I would associate with DIY disasters is where I was going to go. Brilliant. And how was that speaking to Jeremy Vine and that other weird bloke from Homes Under the Hammer?
Yeah, it was all right. Well, actually, it's just like talking to you, really, Darren.
Oh. Right, okay. So when I came back from my run with your better half yesterday, we started to have a bit of a conversation about conspiracy theories, and this is my favourite. Tell me about this one. I love this.
Yes, well...
Don't mention names.
I'm not going to mention any names, but I was talking to a friend, and she was saying that she was watching this documentary. It was probably back in January, February time, and it was all about Wuhan, and apparently there was a scientist. That's the word. A scientist who had been using COVID-19 and developing it since 2006.
So it's been around a while then, obviously.
But yes. Anyway, so what she was doing, she was injecting bats with the COVID-19, and then these bats were biting people. And
when you say the bats were biting people, was it purposely being done, or?
Yes, purposely being done, because she was trying to find an antibody so if someone had been bitten, to, you know, like what they call it, a
vaccine, to create a vaccine.
So that's what she was trying to do. But the thing was, unfortunately, when the bats died, she then put them in the fish market, which were then sold. And obviously people were then eating them, which is why, everybody most people know that it obviously started there. Anyway, this lady who I know, she sent this all this information. She said, oh my God, you know, all this stuff I've just found out. So she sent it to her brother-in-law and her mum and a few other people. So you've got to look at this, Anyway, so her brother-in-law phoned her back and went, it won't open. I can't get it to open. So she went, well, I've just been on it. So she went back on.
So this is the email you're talking about here.
It's an email, yes. So yeah. She went back on her computer and it came up saying a government official, and that was it. So she wasn't allowed to go because she couldn't see it anymore. So it literally been taken off the computer.
So basically the government infiltrated the information that she was reading and literally removed it from her computer.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. So,
and also, you know, we were talking about like Donald Trump saying that he's taken these malaria things, tablets. Now, I know a lot of people think Donald Trump's a load of, you know, whatever, but there is a lot of things that he said. Obviously, he said about Wuhan and that's where it all started, and taking these malaria tablets, they're actually testing using those for people for a vaccine. So actually, he's not stupid, but he's just got a big gob.
It's a very good point. It's interesting, really, because Donald Trump, no matter what people think of him, okay, he has or was voted in as the president of the United States. Some of the stuff that he does is a little questionable, but he tends to say what a lot of people are thinking, and that is why he got voted in. And he will be the first person to blame China for the whole of this by calling it the Chinese virus. Yeah. Oh, I heard an absolute corker yesterday, because I spoke to somebody about the conversation that you and I had and said, I've heard this conspiracy theory. So this person that I was speaking to then referred to it as Kung Flu. And I thought that was a brilliant description of it.
But, I like that one.
Do you know, it's perfectly feasible because, you know, the government can trace. We know what the government and we know what the police and everything can do. They can detect everybody's emails and they can read into all this stuff. So where did she get the email from? Do you know?
I don't know. I don't know where it all kind of stemmed from or how or why she was on it or whatever. But obviously she was absolutely gobsmacked when it was just taken off and she was like, you know, she said it was about 45 minutes long, this the whole documentary about it all, and you know, so it was a big thing on the internet. Yeah, it was just taken down just like that.
Interesting times. I love a conspiracy theory. While you're on the messenger, let's just talk about the bits that you are doing to help people out, because you're making face masks, are you not?
I'm doing face masks at the moment, yeah. Well, I have been making scrubs as well as face masks. Obviously, scrubs, fortunately, which is we're really good now. We're coming to the end of it, because they're not needed as much. Still doing a few, but not as much as we were, which was lovely.
Yeah.
And obviously now with the face mask situation, I've just thought, well, so I've just started doing face masks.
And if anybody wants to get hold of one of your face masks, how can they do that?
They can get hold of me through Facebook as Mandy Lee.
Just search Mandy Lee on Facebook then, probably the easiest, isn't it?
Yeah, just search Mandy Lee on Facebook or contact you, Darren, if they want it.
Yeah, you know, okay, so. Brilliant.
I've been making them, they're in cotton. They're basically double-sided cotton, so you can wash them. They've got ties, so you can either have ties or you can have elastic. So it's entirely up to your choice and how you want them. So and also, they're very beautifully made with lovely curtain fabrics.
You're doing so the big sell here.
You can match your faces to your curtains.
Well, I've got a Chewbacca one that you gave me yesterday, which I think is brilliant. Excellent. The kids love it, and they can't wait to get theirs.
Oh, good. Yes, I'll get them done.
Excellent. Well, lovely to speak to you, and thanks for sharing that bit of gossip with us.
Yeah. All right then, Darren.
And my guest is Mandy Lee on Facebook Messenger, otherwise known as Mandy Curtains. And I'll pop a couple of little pictures up on Facebook so you can see what those face masks are like. And they're really funky. If you're going to be getting a face mask, you might as well do something funky with it. And Mandy can look after you. This is Tone FM. Good morning.